This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. He mentioned that the country is advancing on an unprecedented scale in all sectors. Addressing the World Summit organized by a private media outlet, the Prime Minister noted that while the world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI, Aspirational India. He added that when the world was mired in uncertainty, India emerged as a beacon of hope.
यहाँ चर्चा हो रही है इंडियन सेंचुरी भारत की शताब्दी दुनिया में मची उथल पुथल के बीच भारत उम्मीद की एक किरण बना है जब दुनिया चिंता में डूबी है तब भारत आशा का संचार कर रहा और ऐसा नहीं कि ग्लोबल सिचुएशन से हमें फर्क नहीं पड़ता हमें फर्क पड़ता है चुनौतियां भारत के सामने भी है लेकिन एक सेंस ऑफ पॉजिटिविटी यहां है जिसको हम सभी फील कर रहे हैं और इसलिए द इंडियन सेंचुरी की बात हो रही है
Highlighting issues such as COVID-19, the global economy, inflation, employment, climate change and wars, Mr. Modi emphasized that global situations also impact India. Newly elected MLAs of the J&K Legislative Assembly will be sworn in Srinagar today. Pro Tem Speaker Mubarak Gul will administer the oath to the MLAs, who include 51 first-time members. The oath ceremony will take place at 2 p.m. Shagun Parihar of the BJP is the youngest legislator at 29, while National Conference's veteran MLA from Charare Sharif, Abdul Rahim Rathir, is the oldest at 80. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Kashmiri doctor and six construction workers were killed by terrorists when they opened fire at a tunnel construction site in Gagangir area of Ganderbal district. This is the second terror attack in last 3 days in which workers were targeted by terrorists. The attack has been condemned by Home Minister Amit Shah, saying that the dastardly terror attack on civilians in Gagangir in central Kashmir was a despicable act of cowardice. On Police Commemoration Day, Home Minister Amit Shah today bowed to the martyrs, immortalized by their supreme sacrifices in line of duty. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "This is an occasion that honors the infinite sacrifices the police personnel and their families make to see the nation safe." He extended heartfelt gratitude to them for all the sacrifices they have made for the nation. Mr. Shah laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning and paid homage to the martyrs on Police Commemoration Day. Minister of State for Home, Bandi Sanjay Kumar, Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director Intelligence Bureau, Tapan Kumar Deka, DGs of paramilitary forces also paid tributes to the martyrs at the National Police Memorial. In his address, Mr. Shah said that the 6,468 police personnel have given supreme sacrifice in line of duty.
यही जवान है जो कश्मीर से लेकर कन्याकुमारी तक और कच्छ से लेकर किबूथू तक हमारी दूर सुदूर फैली हुई सीमाओं को सुरक्षित रखते हैं यही जवान है जो दिन हो या रात उत्साह हो उत्सव हो या आपदा तपती गर्मी हो बारिश हो या शीतलहर हम सभी की सुरक्षा के लिए अपनी ड्यूटी पर तैनात रहते हैं आज मैं राष्ट्रीय पुलिस स्मारक पर इन वीर सपूतों को नमन करता हूँ
Odisha is gearing up to tackle possible disasters due to the severe cyclonic storm Dana, which is heading towards its coast and likely to make landfall on Thursday morning. The state government has cancelled leaves of all its officers and staff due to the impending cyclonic storm and asked them to remain alert at their headquarters. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was hospitalized in Brasilia after sustaining a bruise to the head in an accident at home. As a result, he cancelled his planned trip to Russia for the upcoming BRICS summit, the Brazil President's office announced yesterday. In Archery World Cup final, India's Deepika Kumari clinched the silver medal in the women's recurve category in Tlaxcala, Mexico today. She faced a defeat to Li Jiamen of China 0-6 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.